Okay, good luck, everybody. This morning's Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Mishpatim, contains the basis for many of the dinim that fill Seder Nezikin, the fourth Seder in Mishnayos, the Seder that the Daf Yomi is now up to, the Maseches Bava Kamma. Those who are studying Bava Kamma know that the psukim that, that form the foundations for many of the dinim of damages are found in Parshas Mishpatim. And it's true about topics in Bava Metzia, topics in Bava Basra. As a matter of fact, at one time it appears that there was really one Masechta called Maseches Nezikin that had 30 prokim. One Masechta had 30 prokim, and it was the three sections. It was the first section, the first gate, Bava Kamma, the middle Bava Metzia, and the end Bava Basra. Eventually became separate Masechtas. Actually, Maseches Kalim has 30 prokim. And sometimes you'll find Kalim also divided up into three units of 10. You'll find in the writing sometimes of some of the Mefarshim, Kalim Bava Kamma, Kalim Bava Metzia, Kalim Bava Basra, the same type of a...
For the
Masechta. Okay. Also, I thought for both. Okay, could be right. But anyway, in any event, so that's Seder Nezikin, of course, as I say, is based to a great extent on what appears in Parshas Mishpatim. So there are some sheets there again, so unfortunately got cut off a little bit. Anyway, so I just want to accept it. Just wanted to discuss this evening one aspect, because one of the dinim that appears, of course, in Parshas Mishpatim, one group of dinim, are the dinim relating to Nezek, and by Nezek I refer, for the purpose this year, to property damage as opposed to personal damage, or personal physical damage. We're looking only at the matter of property damage. So, for example, the Torah says, Shmos Parakhaf Allah Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chiyiftach Yishboro, Chiyichor Yishboro, V'lech HaSeven, Ocho Shama Shora Chamor, somebody digs a pit, and an animal falls into it. The Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Baal Abor Yisharem Kesi V'ashiv L'vol V'amei Lo, the person who dug the pit is required to pay for whatever damages were sustained to the property of the individual. Now, the donkey fell in, the ox fell in, and was damaged, it was killed, so the person has to pay for the damages. Pasuk Lamed Hey, V'chigigov Shor Yishor Shorei V'amei. If an ox belonging to somebody, one person gores an ox belonging to another person and it dies, and if it's the first time or the second time, you pay what's called chatzi nezek. Oh, pasuk lamed vav, no da kishor nagachu mitmosel shama, was already an ox that was known to be wild, or as the Mishnah is mentioned, the end of the first paragraph of Bava Kamma, certain animals are considered always to be wild. I guess in light of recent events, you can put chimpanzees in that category as well. They're always known to be wild. So then, the loyish runner ba'alav, and the ba'al doesn't watch it. Shalem yishalem short hachas hashor v'meis yelo. You have to pay them with full mezek. Again, this is where my property causes damage to your property. A little later in the parasha, parakof beis pasuk dalek, ki yavir yisadeh ocher, mishilach hasbiro v'ibris te'acher, netav sadeh metav kam yishalem. If my animal is grazing, and it goes ahead to go into your property and digs up... or my dog goes and digs up your vegetable garden or something, so the person has to pay. I have to pay for the damage sustained in your property. And the pasuk the hay over there, ki se te eish umotza kotim unechar gadish o akama o asada shalom yishalem ma'aves aver. If I light a fire, and the fire spreads and causes damage in your yard, I have to pay. So these, of course, are the basic arba avos nezikin caused by my property. And then later on in the Chumash, in Parakov Dalad Pasuk Girchas Parashas Emor, it says, Maki Nefesh Behemish Hanur Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, why go ahead and I beat up your animal, I kill your animal, so I have to pay also. And that's why the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah, Bava Kamma Dav Beis Amar Aleph, the famous Arba Avos Nezikin, right, the four principal categories of damage done by somebody's property, Ashor, the Habor, the Hamaveh, the Hever, Shor means an ox, Bor means a pit, Maveh, there's a discussion as to exactly what that means. Even either mave is a different type of damage that can be caused by a shore, or it refers to Adam Hamazik, different opinions in the beginning of Bava Kamma. The Hever refers to Eish, and the Mishnah goes on to say they're not exactly parallel, lo hare ashor, kare abur, etc., kare amave. Towards the end, the Mishnah says, Hatzad ashor, last line, Hatzad ashor v'shebahem, the common denominator between all these things, is Siddarka Mahazik, the types of things that can cause damage, Ushmiras on Alechem, the person has to watch it to make sure it doesn't cause damage, Ukshehizik, and if it does cause damage, Shechava Mazik, Lashan Tashumay Mezik, Memei Tavaret. If it does cause damage, then you have to pay. As far as a person causing damage himself, so the Mishnah says later in Bava Kamma, Dav Chav Vav Medalev, The Mishnah says, Adam Mu'ad La'olam, a person is always considered Mu'ad, a person is always responsible for what he does, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, whether he did it by accident, did it on purpose, Bein Er, Bein Yoshin, if he's awake, he's sleeping, you're always chayef what you did, Simeas Ein Chavero, if you blind somebody, or Shiberas Kalim, he just broke his property, property damage, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim. So these are the Tzukim in the Sedra and the Mishnayos and Bava Kama, and therefore the Rambam Paskin, the Zechos Nizke Momom, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kol Nefesh Chayos, Shehi Bershusa Shel Adam, Shehi Zika, Habalim Chayolim Mishalim, Shehi Mamonim, Hizik, any animal that I have that causes damage to somebody else, so it's my responsibility to pay for any damage, any property damage that was sustained by somebody else as a result of the behavior, the action of my animal. That you have to pay because my property caused damage and therefore I'm responsible. Shenema, and the Rambam quotes the Psukim from our Seder, which was read, and he points out, even though the Pasuk says shore, but it doesn't mean only a shore, Dibar Kasa Behovet. Shore was the most likely type of animal that caused damage, but it doesn't have to be a shore, it could be whatever damage, whatever type of the animal is. And then Halacha Yud, Shol Shavos Nezikin Beshore, even with a shore, there are three different ways that a shore can cause damage. Again, those who learn Daf Yomi, remember, Hakaren, the Hashen, the Harego. Right, an animal can cause damage with its horns, meaning it's kavonos olahazik, it has intent to cause damage, or it can cause damage with its shane, with its teeth, or with an activity, or by eating something, or any other type of activity which brings it pleasure, right? It does it for the purpose of hanoah, scratching its back against something that wears something out, or rego, which the animal does just by trampling. The animal doesn't watch where it's going. The animal's not worried about something that's underfoot, and if something of yours is there and the animal tramples it. So in all these cases, again, depending on circumstance, where it is, but that's the basic chiyuv to pay tashlumin, and the Rambam gives the various examples of what's subsumed under shein, right? Tolos hakeren, the gif, and the shicha, and the revitza vita, tolos hashein, and the schacha, the kos, all the examples, again, if the Gemara says what's subsumed under each of these categories, as I just said before, what the general broad outline is. Then the Rambam mentions in Parak Yud Beis of Hilchos Nizkei Mammon, halacha aleph, achofer bor b'shus harabim. Somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim, v'nafal atofa shor ha-chamor meis, afilo haya bor mole gizo shol temer, v'chayitzim harei bala bor chaya v'shal, nezik shor, v'shanem har bala bor yishalein, and again, v'echad shor v'chamor, o shor v'nei v'heim ha-chayav, oh, but it doesn't have to be only an ox or a donkey, that's just again, l'nem har shor ha-chamor, ele behove, that's the more common thing that the damage is going to be caused to. Then in Parak Yud Dalad, halacha alav v'chus nizkei mamon, ha-madlik b'soch stei chavero, v'obro, a person lights a fire, and the fire spreads and it causes damage somewhere else. Again, you have to pay, and it's one of the avos nezikin. Finally, in Hilchos Chov Elamazik, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Ram writes, Hamazik Momon Chavero, Chayev L'Shalim Nezek Shalom. A person causes direct damage, Hamazik Momon Chavero, a person causes damage to the property of somebody else, he has to pay Nezek Shalom, Bein Shah Shogig, Bein Shah Onos, Harehu Kemezid. Ketzad, the Rambam gives various examples, and again it cites the pasuk I mentioned before, and it doesn't matter as it says in Halacha Beis, Echad Ahorig Behemtos Shechavero, whether you kill the animal of your friend, O Hashover Kelov, you break his vessel, O Kari Abigadol, you rip his garments, O Kotit Nitiyosev, you uproot his trees, anything else, Hakol Din Echadu. So there you have in the Rambam as well, a quick overview of all the Arba Avos Nezikin, including Adam Hamazik, and in each case, obviously the person who caused the damage, or whose property caused the damage to somebody else, is required to pay. And that again, to wrap this section up, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin, Pei, Tes, Sif, Aleph, Kol Nefesh, Chaya, Shibushu, Sha'olim, Shehizika, any animal, again, I just warned you that some of the stuff is cut off on the side, but it's used anyway. Any animal that causes damage, you have to pay, in Simon Tof Yud of Choshen Mishpat, Sif, Aleph, Bor, Hu, Be'avos, and Azikin, and it doesn't have to be Bor, it can be other things also that are obstacles in Rishus HaRabim, like the Chaber says the end of that source from the top Yud Sif Aleph. Afilu shofach mayim b'rishus harab. You poured water and somebody slipped because of the water. In all these cases, you have to pay. And in Siman Tov Ches, Eishu Av, and same thing with fire, you have to pay. All these things are the Avos Nezikin, Paskin, accordingly in the Rambam and in the Shohar. Everything we just saw, from the Psukim in the Sedra to the Mishnayos in Bava Kama to the Rambam to the Shohar, all speak about the chiyuv of tashlumin, that it's the responsibility of the person who caused the damage himself, or the person whose animal caused damage, property damage we're talking about, to pay tashlumin, whether it'll be nezek sholem, whether it'll be half nezek, whether it'll be, depends where it is, Rishus HaRabim, so there are details, but the general view, the general halakha is you have to pay tashlumin, you have to make restitution, you have to make the other person whole again. Conspicuously missing from all of these sources is the question I'd like to look at this evening, namely, Is there any iser involved? Is there any prohibition to cause damage? Now, everything we've seen so far just says that if you do cause damage, your animal does cause damage, you have to pay. But in other words, it would be in the category of civil law. But is there any criminal law aspect to it from the point of view of the Torah, from the point of view of halacha? Is there any iser? Or can I take the attitude, let's say I have a field and my animals are grazing in the field, and I don't feel like watching him, so I figure if they'll wander into the neighbor's yard, later on he'll call me and he'll tell me, look, your animal dug up, I think, okay, so I'll pay him the $50 or whatever it is. Am I allowed to take such an attitude? No, there is there any din that there's an iser? Well, let's say I want to vent some frustration, so I'll throw a brick through your window, and then I'll pay you for it. Here's $150, replace the window. In other words, is there any iser? Clearly, from all of these sources, including the psukim, we speak about tashlumin, shalayim yishalayim, right? The person has to pay. But does it say anywhere, is there any source or any idea that there should be some sort of iser? Again, civil law is one thing, but what about criminal from the point of halacha? Is there a criminal activity? Now, I go back to what I said at the outset. We're talking here only about property damage, because personal damage, there certainly is an iser. You're not allowed to hit somebody, not allowed to attack somebody physically. In fact, the Gemara learns out, because it says, Arbon Yakenu lo Yosef pen Yosef. Even the Shluchei Bezdin, when they have to give somebody malchus, so you have to assess the number of malchus, and if you give even one more, you beat the guy even one extra lash, so then you're chayev for striking somebody. So certainly somebody who's not a Shluchei Bezdin strikes somebody once. So that's an issue. As a matter of fact, we once spoke about it a few years ago, we see from the Parsha Shmos that even a person who raises his hand to strike somebody is already labeled a rasha. That's why Moshe said, remember when the two Jews were fighting the next day, so Moshe said, the guy picked up, he said, Vayomer la rasha loma sakereyacha. The guy hadn't hit him yet. He's about to hit him. And Moshe already called him a rasha. So we see that a person who even raises his hand to strike somebody is called a rasha. That's personal damage. But we're speaking here about property damage. So the question is there any iser to cause property damage, assuming that I'm willing to pay? Obviously, the din is I have to pay for the damage, but is there any iser? Again, well, there's no, I don't know if that was in Afghanistan, in other words, there's no, you only bring a carbon chatos and it's a chiv karis. I don't think we're going to go so far. But the question is any iser, am I allowed to do it and pay? Am I allowed, is any iser, is anything wrong? Right, conceptually, you're asking for a practical nafkamina, would I be in violation of something? Would I have to do tshuva? Would I have to, you know, am I violating this, sir? You know, is on my ledger, so to speak, as a, you know, as a prohibition. So, instinctively, I think it strikes us that it's gotta be us. It's hard for us to imagine, you know, that it should be mutter to go ahead and cause damage and just pay the guy. So that's what I really would like to look at. The next source on the page is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Ayin Ches and Sif Aleph. Shin Ayin Ches and Sif Aleph. The second to last source in the first line. There it says, Take, Osur Lahazik Mamon Chavero. There the Mechaber's lashon is that it's Osur to be Mazik. Vim Hiziko, and if he did cause damage, then Afu Bishen Rei, even if he didn't get any Hanoa, still Chayav L'Shalem Nezik Sholem, Vein Shere Shogu, Vein Shere Onis, etc. But there you see, the Mechaber does have a lashon of Osur, Lahazik Momon Chaver. Again, that's in Shin Ayin Ches in the Sif Aleph. So there, the Mira Senayim, the Sma, the side of the page, notes, Hitzchol B'Isser B'Siyin B'Chiyav. B'Chiyav Tashuman. The Mechaber began by saying the word Osir. That's in the getter of the Dinim. And I understand what you're asking, Yaki. We may see some practical differences. I don't understand the same, but well, there may be some not being. Okay, it says, Osir Lahazik Momon Chavero, Hitzchol B'Isser B'Siyin B'Chiyav Tashuman, Lamdeinu Tarti Isbar. The Chado says the Sma, the Af in Yirtzel Ahazik Ulushalim, and the Chaber comes and tells, even if a guy wants to cause damage, I'm sorry, it's not on the paper, but I'm reading from the nearest Enayim, the Sma, on the side of the page in Choshen Mishpat. So even if a person wants Chado, the Af in Yirtzel Ahazik Ulushalim, Mikom Okom Yesh Issa Bedover, Dumya the Gneva Gzela, like Gneva and Gzela. By Gzela also, the din is, after you steal something from somebody, you have to give it back, right? The Heshev is like Gzela Asher Gazal. So would you say that it's mutter to steal something even with the intent to take it back? No, there's an answer. Yeah.
I wonder if the Sma means not keh, meaning there's a similar the way there's an answer.
Yeah.
Whether it's suggesting that he's...
Okay, good. So hold the thought for a moment. And he says, Moshe Nasa Tur, Mechaber Lerei Simen Simen Mamches, Simen Tez, Mishum Hachi Tola Tur Kan Isen Ezik and Misa Gneva. He's giving us Misa Gneva Gzela. Vasheni, and the second thing is Sechayev Tashlumin. And the second thing, you have to pay Tashlumin. But the Mir Tanayim says for sure that the Mechaber is telling us that there's an Isser. Yeah.
It's
an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But, Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, conceptually, I don't know. I don't know. But that's what it says in Zohar. Huh? Well, the question is, are you ever over an issa with a shogeg? I mean, there I wouldn't say that it's an issa, right? I mean,
no, there's some cases by shogeg where
I mean, it's still on the book as an issa. The question is, what would be the ramifications of it?
You have to finish it.
I don't think it doesn't look like it. Now, anyway, so that's what the Mir Tanayim says. He refers to the Torah, which I'll mention in a second. Huh? Right. No, there should not be a distinction. I understand. You're not definitely no punishment, but there's still an issa. Now, I just point out in the Shiltas in Parashas Mishpatim, Shilta Siman Samach Aleph. Yeah.
Just clarify that last point. Are you suggesting if you're over any lot of the show, you may not be over a lot?
No, no, you are over a lot. There's no onus, I said.
Okay.
No onus. Yeah, so in the Shiltas, we have Shiltas from Rabbi Chaigon, one of the Gaonims, an early source. Shiltas Samach Aleph in Parashat Mishpatim begins, again, it's not on the paper, it begins, just to read the first line. De Osir Le Lazuke Mamona De Chavre. Rabbi Chaigon also says, Osir, it's an Isser to cause damage to the property of somebody else. Oman De Azik Mamona De Chavre. If you did, so then we have to make him pay and so on. So the question is, what's the source? The Mechaber doesn't say, again, the Mechaber in Siman Shinayin Ches, you see on the paper, just says, Osul Ahazik Mamon Chaver, but doesn't say, where does that come from? Or, like we say, what's the address of that Isser exactly? Where does it come from? Doesn't say. The Shiltas, so it may come from the Shiltas, question where the Shiltas get it from. And as the, we'll see in a second. The Rambam mentions it as well, the last source on the first side. The Rambam Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Hei Alocha Aleph, the Rambam writes, the Hema, Shahai Saroa, Pirsha Vinikas of the Sosa, come Apple Pisa Analizika, Marsin Bibala Sosha, probably the animal is roaming around someone else's property, so we warn the owner, get your animal off that other guy's property, even if it didn't, and the other guy can actually slaughter the animal, kosher shechita, and put up the meat and so on, he can do that. But the third line is what we're interested in for now in this Rambam, Mitnesha Osir La Adam La Hazik Ulushalim Masha Hizik. The Rambam also has such a lesson that it's Osir to be mazik and then just simply to pay. Vafilu ligrom ha-nezek osur, and even to cause nezek is also osur. So the Rambam also has it. Again, it doesn't say exactly where he gets it from, what the address is, issa, but clearly both the Rambam and the Mechaber, as well as the throw in the Shiltas, all say that there's an issa. What's the nature of the issa? Yeah.
I'm wondering, even though it has nothing to do with it,
yeah,
the concept of losashki says eisa. So you know there's a concept of wasting.
Good. So hold it for 2 seconds. I got that. Very good. Before we get to I'll just read as the next source, we'll get to in a second. Good. The Mabit, okay, who has a sefer called Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam. So here in Parak Hey of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, he writes, Masha Osir La'odam La'hazik L'Shalim Nira Da'hazik Rabbonon. Mabit Tanya Rabbonon. There's no Pasuk. There's no Gemara. So he says, the Rambam says it. There's some that didn't Rabbonon. Maybe the Raisa is Teshlumen. The Mabit says that it's a Drabbanon. That's it. No, that's the whole comment. So, again, I think many of us would find that somewhat unsatisfactory, at least, you know, I mean it's only Drabbanon that you're not allowed to be mazik somebody, but that's what the Mabit says. So it's certainly a position. However, there are others who disagree with that, clearly. I don't know if I have the right volume here. The Bira Gro. The Vilna Gaon. Huh? Well, one can make, there is a different discussion. It may relate to something we're going to say also, that there's something which maybe the Torah doesn't prohibit, but it's considered to be against Ratzon Hashem. There's such a thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses clearly, then another thing, you know, I mean, you might call that by extended spiritual law and so on, but we'll have to see. Well, let's see. I'll just mention, I don't have it in front of me now, but the Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGro, in Choshe Mishpat Simon Kuf Nun Hei, it says, Kotn Ches, assumes that it's Baraisa. Not like this Mabit. He assumes, again, without saying what it is, but he also assumes that it's a Midaraisa. The tour to which the Mir Tanayim referred a moment ago, in Choshe Mishpat Simon Shin Ayin Ches, I have it on the top of the second page, the tour writes, Hilchos Nezik, and he says, Kesein Sha'asur Ligno V'Ligzol Momon Chavero, Kach Asur Lahazik Momon Shalom Afilim Eno Nana. So the tour, again, draws that equation between Geneva and Gezela, the tour in Shin Ayin Ches, so that's the Kesein. The Bach there comments also, he's wondering, again, I don't have the Bach in front of you, but the Bach says over there in the Prisha, they discuss this Isser. So actually the Bach brings up what Nachum brought up before. And that we do have. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadim Beis, so Daf Yom is not there yet, that's on the Tzadim Beis. The Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah is the long Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says, Hachovo Ba'atzmo Afo Pishen Rashoi Potter. Okay, you're not allowed to cause damage to yourself. Right? That's a sugya by itself. It's not our topic tonight. But a person is not permitted to cause himself any physical any damage. How to cut yourself, other things like that. Not allowed to do anything that jeopardizes your physical well-being. Okay, but there's no chiyuv. You're potter. The second part, it got a little cut off, but the Hakod says Nitiyosov. If you cut up, yeah, not in philosophy, but the Hakod says Nitiyosov, if you chop up your own plants, so to speak, Alpha Pishen Rasha, you're not allowed to do it, still it's Potter. Rashi says over there, based on the Gemara, Alpha Pishen Rasha, you can refer his tongue to the Gemara, the Chain Kod says Nitiyos Ein Rasha, the Over Bival Tashas. It's a general iser valtashis. You're not allowed to wantonly destroy anything, even your own. So one could say that the iser of causing monetary damage to somebody else is an extension of the general iser valtashis. You're not even going to cause damage to your own property. So now you can't cause damage to somebody else's property. It's under the rubric of valtashis, wantonly destroying something for no reason, for you know, which is a useful item and so on. Now, that's a big sugya by itself. Valtashis, what does it refer to? It starts in the Torah. Nachum mentioned before, it starts in the Torah relating to fruit trees. And there are all kinds of questions. What if it's not a fruit-bearing tree? Or what if, you know, what if you needed to take it down to construct something else? Many people are very nervous. Once, I think one spoke about it. Baltash is a big shear. You know, people are very nervous even today to take down a tree. Huh? Yeah, because I'm so sakana to it. So, right. That's another problem. But, you know, there's some shul somewhere that they actually didn't want to uproot the tree. So I think a month or so, someone told me that the basement, because they left the tree up, they kind of built around it, they worked around it. It's not that they take it based on a Yudah Chassid. But anyway, so what the Bach suggests as a possibility over there in Chosh Mishpat and Shinai and Ches is that maybe the Isser is the general Isser of Baal Tashas. Again, I think to many of us that wouldn't quite do it. In other words, it strikes us kind of instinctively, I think, that there's got to be something more usser about damaging someone else's property than just the general Isser of Baal Tashas. Yes, I could. There is Baal Tashas. This is also Baal Tashas. But it would strike us that, you know, okay, if I destroy my own property, so that's Baal Tashas. But to destroy someone else's property, one would think, you know, perhaps it's something more than Baal Tashas. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, and the Torah says it even more clearly. He says, Kishen, he links it to Gneva and Zelus. And now we come back to what Mark said before. Namely, it's sort of, if you will, an extension, or it's part of Gneva and Zelus. Conceptually, it makes a lot of sense. And what's the difference if I take your jacket and I use it, or I take a jacket and I cut it up? Either way, you're out the jacket. Right? In other words, you know, there's an insert. It's a form of Zelus. Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Right, okay, so there might be in terms of... Okay, that may be different, yeah. That's why they throw in the words, the Torah throws it in, and so does the Mechaber. Afilim eno nana. Right, even if you don't get anything out of it. But, yeah.
I would think that the borrowing from other notions,
yeah,
the machinery of the
Zika constantly can. Yes, that's true, yeah. So there may not be a... Okay, right. So conceptually, one can see the connection. That's on it. So again, we could say that it's under the general Baltashas. Or we could say it's like Gneva and Gzela, as I'm depriving you of something, and it's also to do that, whether I use it for myself or whether I go ahead to, you know, to destroy it. Either way, it's not right. And in fact, the Bach elsewhere, again, we don't have the Bach on the papers, I apologize, the Bach elsewhere, in Siman Lamed Dalet, Os Yud Beis, in Hilchus Eidus, he quotes from the Mordechai, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, which I did print on the page, who's Pasul Eidus, so the Gemara there says, I won't read the Gemara inside, the Rava says you need someone who's a Rosh de Chamas. A Rasha is possible Eidus. What does a Rasha mean? Right? There are different types of Rasha. What about somebody who eats non-kosher and so on? So that's the Gemara's discussion in Sanhedrin, Chav Zion Amud Aleph. So there the Rabbah says you need Rasha the Chamas. Rasha the Chamas, a person does something, you know, which he gets some sort of benefit from and so on. So there the Mordechai kind of mentions, that the Bach quotes in Siman Lamed Daled, Hilchos Eidus, he mentions as well the notion of including sort of Hezek, Mazik, under Rosh of the Chamas. Okay, and the truth of the matter is, it may be rooted in Rishonim, because I came across this somewhat accidentally, working on something else, but the Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, so an unlikely source, I guess, but the Rabbeinu Yonah in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Moshe Kibbol Tor Misinai, we all know the Mishnah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when it says Moshe Kibbol Tor Misinai, it doesn't mean only Torah Shebichsav, it means the Torah Shebalpeh as well, right? Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Vein the Torah Shebichsav, Vein Torah Shebalpeh. Sha Torah the Perusha Nifna. The Torah was given with its explanation. Okay, later on, Ramban, he quotes a pasuk also from this morning's Seder, the end of the Yishmish Mishpatim, it says, V'et alachas luchos ha'evin v'atara v'amitzvah. So Torah is a Torah shvaksav, v'amitzvah is a Torah shvapetis. So one brachas daf hey, da'ashim in pasuk in this morning's Seder. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, in this context, he says, for example, shebelo kein e'efshar lamobo. Without the Torah shvapet, it's impossible to understand Torah shvaksav. And what he gives is one of his examples, shareksiv lo sigzol, because the Torah says lo sigzol, v'chol mezikin v'chlal oso halav. And all mezikin are included under that law. The hein minat Torah, that's certainly minat Torah, al pi kabbalas Moshe Rabbeinu b'sinai, v'afilo lo nichtavu. Even though the mezikin are not listed as isurim, per se, the Torah only, as we saw earlier, only lists the chiyuv tashlumin, the fact you have to make restitution, but what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that there's an issur that's included even though it wasn't written, and he gives other examples, but I mean, this one example, so here we have a sheet in Rishonim, a prominent Rishon, obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, and maybe that's the mukkar for the tour and for the shultas and everything else, that the issur, well again, the shultas just said it's us, he didn't say why, but the tour actually made the comparison, again, at the top of the page, kashem sa'asa lidno v'lidzo mamon chavero kach osa lahazik mamon. So we're saying, not like the Mabit, who says it's only Dindra Abban, it could be a Dindra Rice. Under what? So maybe under the general rubric of Baal Pashka, so that doesn't seem to us to be quite enough. You know, that's the only Isser. Or, as the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say, that it's simply included under Lo Sigzol. So that's, you have the Beferish Rishon that says that. There is another approach, the Rosh, which we do have on the page, in one of his Chuvas HaRosh Klal Kuf Ches, Simon Yud. He's talking there about you're not allowed to have in your property something that could damage someone else's property. You know, zoning laws weren't invented in Tinek. Zoning laws, you know, we find in the Gemara, the second perek of Bava Basra, especially Loyachpor. So there, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hamidatik perek Loyachpor, you'll find, the Shirach Hacham Chol Domer Devol Vishamor Masheroi Lahazik. When you have to speak about keeping something far away from the neighbor's property, so it depends what the item is, or what the nature of the hezek is, as to how far it has to be. How much are you invading the other person's privacy? That's the issue over there. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh says something. Sometimes the Gemara gave actual distance, actual measurements. That's when it's known. The Hechashenya, the one, it's not so clear, so Kosu, Bechdei Shalayazik, then they said, the distance is, so it doesn't cause Hezek. Anyway, that's what the Rosh is talking about, and he says, therefore, Marchit Nintiosa Shachavero, Meniro Bechdei Shalayazik, that's it, to stay far away, his branches and roots and so on, you don't want to plant something right here that's going to impact his roots on the other side of the fence and so on, so it won't be Mazik, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah, or the Rosh writes, Ki Drachea Darcheinom V'chol Nasiro Seh Shalom. The Torah is a Torah of pleasant ways, everything is supposed to lead to peace. Therefore, says the Rosh, V'hikpida Torah, Shalo Yase Adam, B'sof Shalo, Dover HaGorim, Hezek L'chavero. The Rosh says that the Torah is not bid that a person shouldn't do, even in his own property, something which will cause Hezek to somebody else. So according to this Rosh, one could say that the mocker for not causing damage is drachad achenam v'chol nasiro seh shalom. Right? That's against the spirit of the Torah. The Torah is in peace. The Torah is supposed to be pleasant. Huh? It's not a law. Right? I said the Rosh does not say it's a law. It's under the kind of general idea that it's, again, would not be within the spirit. It's not the Rabbanan, like the Mabit says. It's not Lo Sigzol, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. It's somewhere in the middle. It's, again, I said before, to answer your question, Yankee, it's the Ratzon Hashem, right? It's not a Beferish of that answer that you were saying before, right? It's not Beferish, it's also, it's Pasnish, it's not right. That's not the spirit of the Torah, that a person should do something and should end up damaging somebody else. That's the Rosh. The Ramah, not the Ramor, Moshe Isfos and Shulchan Aruch, but the Rishon, Reb Meir Halevi Avalafia, one of the Rishonim, so we have the Sefer Yad Ramah on certain Masechtas, including Sanhedrin, including Bava Basra. So there, in the second parak of Bava Basra, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, parak Le'achor, it's Os Kuf Zion in the Yad Ramah. So Yad Ramah says something else. He says, he's talking also about the Gromim and Nizikin causing damages, and he also mentions the Asur Lemigram Midi the Asim Nehezekel Inchi. It is Asur to do something which causes a loss, a monetary damage to somebody else. Why? Imishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michel. It's under Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michel, taking it, I think, in the literal sense, putting something that someone else will trip over and get hurt, right? Not Lifnei Iver. We usually learn Lifnei Iver, so Lifnei Iver is not allowed to give wine to another, tempt someone to do an aveira, or give somebody bad advice. But in the literal sense, you also have listener evil. We'll come back to that point in a second. The imi shum ve'ahav talarecha kamocha. Right? You wouldn't want somebody to damage your property, so we know the ha'av talarecha kamocha. Right? You do to someone else what you would want someone to do to you, and the opposite, you know, hello, don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want done to you. So that also, those are the two suggestions in the Ad Ramah. Those two also, they're not lavin. I mean, Lifnei Iver is a lav, but there's an extension of Lifnei Iver. The truth is, I'll just mention as an aside on that, the Meshech Chochma, a very interesting comment, Meir Simcha, in the Meshech Chochma on Parshas Kedoshim, there on the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver, he writes, Hakusim Neforshim Kimashmo. The Kusim understand the Pasuk, you know, the Tzedukim, whatever we mean by Kusim, those who take only the literal definition of the Torah. So they understand Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol in accordance with its literal meaning, namely, Shelo Yiten Even Lifnei Iver Baderech La'Pilo. They shouldn't put a stone in the path so much a trip. And says the Meshech Chochma, Mechenu Emesh. They're right about that. That's correct. Okay? And Umizeh Azhara Leposeach Okore Bor Bishus HaRabim. That's the Mokar for the Isser to have a Bor Bishus HaRabim. We have in our Sefer Mishpatim what the penalty is, what the Tashlumin is, what the restitution is if you dig a Bor. Where is there an Isser to dig a Bor? So the Meshech Chochma says also like this, Yad Ramah, that it's under Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. And therefore you see it goes into a little bit about Bor Bishus HaRabim. It's interesting, just as a also as an aside in that regard, the Sefer Chassidim, again, it's not on the paper, but it's Simon Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel, right? Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Michshol Shelo Yirchatz Adam Shemukah Shchinin Yehudi Acher. If you've got some kind of a transmittable disease, then don't go to the bathhouse with other people. You know, you have to be careful not to change. That's under Lifnei Iver, he said. And Ellen King Odieno, unless you tell him. He also mentions Vahakurecha Kamocha. Well, Samuel Bamrech is interesting, a little bit about hygiene. But anyway, getting back to the Meshech Chochma, the Seirish brings Bor Bishus HaRab, one of the Arba of Ezekiel. What's the Mokar not to do it? He says, listen, either. So that too, again, it'll be a general kind of thing. So far we have the possibility that it's under Baltashis, which again, well, the possibility that the whole history that caused damage is the Rabbanon to begin with. That's the Mabit. If you assume, like the Zomagon and others, that it's the Raisa, what's the address of the Raisa? So maybe it's just the regular Baltashis. Or perhaps we had the suggestion it's under Los Sigzo, that's what Ben Yonah said, and that's how the tour seems to learn. Then the Rosh has a kind of general, if Rochad, Achanam, Chomasiv, Asher, Shalom. And the Yad Ramah, I think, also is in the very general sense, it's Yahav, Tolor, Yahav, Kamocha. Or maybe it's a little more specific in the area of Lifnei Iver. That's as far as I was able to find in terms of Rishonim. The Achronim, yeah. Yeah.
Also a little problem. And I can see that stretch of rabbit to get to the food, the bar, the person.
Yeah. For property, yeah. Right. But yeah, okay, that's true. Although, again, but Bor Taka is sure below Adam, Kamor below Kim, Taka only on property damage. So, better than the Meshech Chochma, I'm just bring it up, you can disagree. Achronim, I think, at least some of the Achronim try to sharpen this a little further, you know, to sharpen the address, so to speak, of this a little further. So, Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz was a primary, one of the primary Talmidim of Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So in the Birkas Shmuel, in the Bava Kamen, Simon Beis, he discussed this issue a little bit. He begins it from an interesting question. Okay, the topic of this piece, Simon Beis in the Birkas Shmuel Bava Kamen, is Be'inyan Safek Isura Benezikin. What if there's a Safek in terms of an issue with the, whether one violated the issue of Nezikin or not? He presents what the case is, and it'll take us a little time to go into what the background is, so it's not important. But the question is there any, you know, what's the story with the Suffolk? The reason it's important to know about Suffolk is because, you know, the halacha, the way we treat a Suffolk in Isser v'Heter, in general, as we know, the general rule is Sveika d'Arais al-Chumra, Sveika d'Arban al-Kula. That's the usual din when there's an Isser in the realm of Isser v'Heter. In the realm of Dinei Mominus, there's a different thing. In the realm of Dinei Mominus, it's Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Arayah. The person who wants to get payment, the burden of proof is upon him. If I say that that's my watch, so that you don't have to prove that it's your watch, I have to prove that it's mine. You have, what is it, possession of 9/10 of the Lord, right? Whoever has it, whoever is the Muchzak, whoever has it, so we assume that it says he doesn't have to prove, it's the person who's trying to get something. Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Arayah. As a matter of fact, just as a side point, the Gemara of a Kamadaf Memvov. Where's the Daf Yomi up to now?
No,
So already a week and a half ago, whatever it was, on Mem Vav, the Gemara has, what's the mucker for Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya? So also a pasuk from this morning's Seder, because it's when Moshe was going up to Sinai, so he told the people, Hinei Aaron Bechur Imachem, right, I'm leaving Aaron Bechur with you, Mi Baal Devorim, Mi Gash Shalem. Anybody has, Moshe knew who he was dealing with, he figured while he was away there may be some arguments between Jews, so he figured, you know, the rabbi was going away, so he left the assistant rabbi in charge. He told the people, I'm going to be up here, and, you know, he didn't have a cell phone with him, so if any kashas come up, Aaron Achur in charge, the assistant rabbi is Bill Paschim Mashallah. So it says, Mibal Dvorim Yigash Aleihem. Whoever has a case should present it to them. But the Gemara has a drosha, Baba Kama, Memvav Mabez, Yigash Aleihem, Yagish Raya Aleihem. Bring your proofs to them. They'll adjudicate the case. Bring the proofs. The Gemara says that's the mucker for the principle of Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya. It's a very important principle in Dinei Mamonos. So whenever there's a suffix in Dinei Mamonos, so it goes on Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya. It's not a matter of Seker of Aisha L'Chumra, Seker of Amakubin. It's a different set of rules. So that's really what's going on here. So it's important to know whether there's an issue involved. So there, there's a nafkamina, right? Is an area of a heter, or is there a dinei mamonos, or both, and where's the interface? So that's what really what Baruch Bar is talking about, what you asked before, Yankee. Anyway, so he says, there are a number of things which seem to indicate that there's got to be an issue. For example, he mentions, we have a concept called grama b'nezik and osu. Did I print that on the page? I think, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the next source is printed, Bav Chav Beis on the Beis. So the Mishnah says, Marchikin es asulam in hashovach arba amos. You can't leave a ladder in a place that's near a net, lest some animal climbs up and takes the stuff that's in the nest and so on. Then Gemara says, Lein masizik abos par the very end. It says, Zosomer es grama benezikin osar. Any grama, grama means indirect damage. I don't damage directly. I do something here. I just left the ladder. I didn't do anything. Then I went away. But because of my action, so then a hezek happened. That's called grama benezikin. So he says, he writes, the afa open the lekachir. He says the kamod the chazinan says a baruch bear. The din adam amazik. The afa open the lekachir tashlumin mikol makom isurahava. Even in a place where there may not be actually a chir tashlumin, because of some technical reason or another, there's no civil law component, but there's still an iser. Kagon be grama benizikin, the potter who ala osir. Grama benizikin is potter, right? That Gemara says grama benizikin is osir. It's osir, but you still wouldn't have to pay. So Baruch, that's the problem that Baruch is dealing with, because now you'll come to a case where there's an iser, there's no chiv tashlumin, but maybe it's still an iser. So that's enough. I mean, again, you have to do this before. That'll be a case where there's a distinction, because there may still be an iser involved here, even though there's no chiv tashlumin. Or for example, he says, because it says, shenas a mazik, the person becomes a mazik, venenas bedini shamayim. That's the sugi also, I don't think, that's right around with that, no, involved somewhere, of the chiv bedini shamayim. Dafyam should have just done that, no? The chiv bedini shamayim. A bunch of cases, I forgot what the dot more already, but whatever it is, you're chayv v'dinei shamayim, there's still some element of chiv bezdin, there's no tashlumin, but there's still an iser. Or we can throw into the mix what we call garmi. And I don't want to go into the whole difference in groma and garmi, okay, there's two different types of indirect damage, but garmi, that's what I have on the page in the next source, Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Pei Vav, says, we paskin doin dinei de garmi. Groma is indirect damage. Garmi can be a whole series of shirim by itself. Ramban as a whole, conscious dina de garmi. But for our purposes now, garmi is where I actually may do a direct action, but the hezek is indirect. For example, a classic case in Sivbeis, hasorev star chov shol chavero. Right, someone else has a document that entitles them to collect $1,000. Now I go ahead and I destroy that document. Now the document itself, as a piece of paper, it may be worth a nickel. Okay, but to this guy it was worth $1,000 because now he's not going to be able to collect because now he doesn't have any proof of whatever the document said. So therefore, I was sore staroso. So in terms of pure, it doesn't have real value, what do they call representative value? It has, right? The document had representative value. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch over there that Chayav Lusalem Kol HaChov Shahayav Mishtar. I got to pay for the whole chov because now he can't collect $1,000, huh? This is Shin, it's on a paper. Say it again. Yes, I'm saying, so you see that even though this, I'm saying that's a riot, that there's an issue. Oh, it's not like a riot, right, but the fact that, you're right. Doesn't necessarily use the Russian also. Okay, so. Yeah, the grammar.
What's the word
also? I don't know what that is, because of this, you know.
The thing about the latter, the issue that I mean, in terms of you have a right, you can go to the town council and say, I insist that the latter be moved. And most of them, you cannot put it there.
Right, so that's an issue. Well, if the Torah says
it's an issue. No, it's not an issue. I mean, you can't do it. We have a...
Okay, okay. Now, well, okay. That's the Baruch we're talking about. But I'll give you another case. By getting, we have it also in the page, the last source, the bottom source is a mistake, the very last source is copied the wrong Sefer Mitzvahs. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel Beis, is discussing what's called Hezek She'eino Nikar. Okay, where the Hezek isn't noticeable. A classic example, I'm metame something. It was Tahar, and I made a tummy. Now, in terms of the items, nothing happened, right? They still look the same, smell the same, they're the same. Right, but now in terms of, I damage you halachically. Or, let's say, midamea, right, the guy has a room full of bushels, and he set aside these five over here are truma, and the rest, the other 100 are chulin. I come in and mix everything up. Okay, and there's no, it's not enough for bikkur. Bikkur is higher than shishim when it comes to truma. So now this guy's got truma and chulin muravim biyachad, so what's he supposed to do? There's nothing to do. The only person he can sell it to is a kohen. Because the coin can eat either one. Well, if he only can sell it to a coin, his audience is has to reduce the price. So I've caused that damage, right? So that's the Gemara tells the Hezek Sheino Nikar. So Rashi there says, you know, it's simply possible. Lav Shmei Hezek is only issued to Rabbanon. The implication being, if it would be Shmei Hezek, it would be Usser. So based on these and other such cases, the Baruch Be'er thinks that there's an Isser, and he says he talked to Reb Chaim about it, and he says, Vatsi, Dvar, let's name more of a Rebbe. When I told this to my Rebbe, it's Reb Chaim, Omar Shahu Omer the din de velo yashmireno havi isura. Lo yashmireno havi isura. Go back to the opening source, the first page, the pasuk. It says as follows: the pasuk lamed vav of perek chav hey. It says, "O no da," and actually it appears a couple of times, but we'll look at that one. "O no da kishon nagachu mit moshashon velo yashmireno ve'alav." The Baal did not guard it. So Reb Chaim seems to learn that's not just telling you the circumstances of the case. That's telling you, you're supposed to guard it. Below Yishmeretta means you didn't do what you're supposed to do. It's not Stan telling us, here's what happened in this case. He didn't watch it. He says, again, his lesson here is, the below Yishmeretta have Yisura, the Baruch Be'er says, the name of Chaim. That's the address of Yisur. And the truth is, if you look in the first mission, Baba Kama, I glossed over it on purpose before when I read it, but it says, the last line of the first mission, Baba Kama, it says, Atzara Shavasarim, Shadarkim Ahazik Ushmirasan Alecha. You have the obligation to watch it. So says Reb Chaim, the way Reb Baruch Be'er is learning, the isser of to cause damage is learned from the lo yishmeretu. There's a din, and whether it's called a lav or it's michal lav atashmayein, so the details you can figure out. But he says there is a Reb Chaim learns that it's an isser. What's the address of the isser? The chiyuv of shmira, which emerges from the fact that the Torah says you have to pay one the lo yishmeretu. That's Reb Chaim. Okay, but he calls it an isser. And he says, that's also leading on, after, and he says the nafkamina will be, for example, what about you have case? Again, those who learn above a comma remember. Aish, he says, for example, is potter on tumun, something hidden, you know, it's not visible, so the fire burns out. If fire burns up the field, might have got stuff in the field. Huh? I was saying, oh, so there is. So the right Aish is only chayav for damaging things that are visible. If stuff was buried underneath the ground in the field, it was tumun, so then you're potter. But he wants to say, but it'll still be Isser. The Isser will still, so you can have the Isser even without the Chiyuv Tashlumin. Then he goes on to say, what about all the other stuff? Let's say Shane and Regel, you remember, are Pater and Rishus Arabo. So is there an Isser? Anyway, that's really what he's talking about. There's more to say, but that's the basic Svara, so to speak, of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim, the Baruch Be'er quotes, and that's why he says in the issue of the Suffolk, it's also an Indian of the Suffolk Yisur, and therefore you have to be Machmas, Sveik of the Raya, Chumra, even if there is no Motzim Chaver Olav Araya. So that's Reb Chaim's approach as presented by Reb Baruch Be'er. So now we have something in addition to the more general, you know, that's under the Ahavta Lecha Kamocha, or the Ached Achinoam, or even the Sme'iver, or even the Lo Sigzol. Now we have something that's more directly related to Nezikin. The Torah says, Lo Yishmeretu is a chiyuv of shmira. So says Reb Chaim. Another approach is presented, we'll move to wrap up, by the Stipler in the Kilos Yaakov, in his first Siman Aleph in Bava Kama. He says, Mevur the Torah, the Hamazik Momen Chavera Chayav L'Shalem, Shenemar Makev HaMishalmen, etc., and so on. Aval Eina Mefurish Isser L'Hazik, right? Our question. Doesn't say there's a Mefurish, there's any Isser. And he throws in Baal Pashvis, but he mentioned that's a possibility. Anyway, later he writes as follows. V'nireh, the Yisodah Isu Lahazik Momer Chavero, Nilman Midin Hashovas Aveda, Shechiavto Torah Lahatzil Momer Chavero, Afila Mehefsin Shalobo Al Yodo. The din of Hashovas Aveda, you have to prevent possible damage to someone else's item, even if you had nothing to do with causing that situation. If the guy lost his item, now it's going to come and get ruined, you have a chiyuv to pick it up. Lo suchah, there's a lot involved there. Lo suchah lisalim. Right? You're not allowed to look the other way and pretend you don't see it. So he says, huzar b'lav lo suchah lisalim. The konsekain shechaya b'lo yazik b'yadayim. So certainly you can't go ahead and cause them. I even have to prevent damage to somebody else, and I'm not allowed to look away when I have nothing to do with causing the damage. So Kal Vachomer says this, but I'm not allowed to actively cause the damage myself. Okay? And he says it's a chol aveda sachichler aveda's karka can go raw mayim sheshotu nabam harezer go. Do you see water coming? So you have to try and prevent the water from flooding a neighbor's yard if you can. The kevon shemichuyev lahatzil mimazik acher shaba amon chavera kosekein shemichuyev lahatzil meatzmo shelo yazik. So you certainly can't. You got to prevent yourself. Right, right. Well, although maybe on a losu chalisal and you have a lot there too. Then he adds. He says. But also, what?
If one of the losu chalisal is talking about an event.
Okay, you're right. I hear. I just add something else. He said, "Near the kol zeh milma mikal mitzvah hadayonim." Right? You have to establish a just society and so on. Certainly, a person doesn't have any reshus b'mon chavero, and you can protect yourself, and that's really the job of bezin. But anyway, in terms of a role of a source for this, so you have this additional approach. It's under hashavas aveda. Finally, we'll end off with this. Rav Soloveitchik. It's printed up in Rabbi Reichman's Rishimus Shurim, so it's on, he has it on Daf Tes Vav in Bava Kama. He has a different possibility. He refers to a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Unfortunately, it was the wrong piece, I guess the person can read what I wrote. It's actually Lo Saseh Reish Tzadi Zion. So the wrong thing is printed, but you look it up, it's interesting. I'll read it now. The Rav quoted the following from the Rambam in Reish Tzadi Zion. This is in the Rishimus Shurim Bava Kama. It starts on page Kuf Lamed. It says, "Yuyin Amnam Yuyin the Sefer Mitzvos La Rama Lo Saseh Reish Tzadi Zayin," talking about the lav of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecho. So we know there's an Isser. Somebody's drowning, and I have the capacity to save the person, so I can't just look the other way and say it's not none of my business. Assuming I can swim myself, right? So I have to try and save the person. So, assuming the Rambam writes, "His Hirano Mil Hisrashel Bahatzolas Nefesh Echad Kishenirev B'Sakonas Moves O HaHefsed." The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs under Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecho speaks not only about threat to life, but also hefsed. The Yielon Yecholus Lahatzilo, and I have the ability to save him. Kimo Shahara Tovea Benahar Vanachnu Neda Lishos. If a guy's drowning, I know how to swim and I can save him. Oh, Yelistin Mishtad Lahar, but be a robber that's are bothering him. Nuchal Avatam Avshamta Lishos, and I can stop him. Oh, Lichos Mimenu Nezek. Or I can prevent any nezek from happening to him. Boaz harabama lo saman al dam reyecho. So that's lo saman al dam reyecho. Kvar amru, says the Rambam, shemishi yichbosh eduso. If I know testimony that can help another person in his case, and I withhold the testimony, that's gam kein zos la azorah. Ki ro amon chavero of it, because I'm seeing he's going to lose the case now. I know that the other guy owes him $1,000, and I don't come to court. They didn't subpoena me, I didn't come, whatever it is. So that you're not allowed to do. That's all under lo saman al dam reyecho. So the Rambam says, you know, and he quotes various rishis. So the Rambam says, "Hari mefurish b'sefer mitzvos shehalav lo samar al dam reyecho kolel hachiyuv lahatzil chaver mehefsed mamon kemosh mechuyv lahatzil mesakonis nefashos." According to the Rambam, it's clear that lo samar al dam reyecho means that I not only have to save him from physical harm if I can, but I have to save the guy from a monetary loss as well. Memela, so. Just like there's an issur to cause physical harm, so then included will be the issur to cause monetary harm. That's what the Rav said. So the Tosfos says that therefore, that's why he says you have to not allow to have. That's the topic of Megado Kelev Rov Shel Beis so and so on. Yeah.
That's what.
Okay, it doesn't mention. But yeah. Okay, but that's the type of the same. But the Rav is saying. Yeah, the type was saying that. But the Rebbe is saying it's from Lo Samar al Dam Re'echa. So Domim Tarta Mashmi. Dam sometimes means money, Domim, but Domim also means money. Right? So Lo Samar al Dam Re'echa, you know, Ein Lo Domim or whatever, can mean monetary as well. Huh?
Ein
Lo Domim. Ein
Lo Domim.
What do you mean? Oh, Ein Lo Domim, yeah. Okay, but anyway, yeah, I got it. Okay. So anyway, so therefore we have the Achronim, these sharper presentations. Although each one of them, you know, one can argue it. But in any event, we have clearly, I think, from everybody other than the Mabit, which says only the Rabbanan, it would seem that to go ahead and cause damage on purpose in this is the Raisa. Only question is what the exact address is. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's under Gzela, you know, it's a form of Gzela, like the Torah seems to paskin that way. Others say it's V'hasa Recha Kamocha, Lisnei Iver, V'Racher D'Achinom, then among the Achronim, the Rosh Hashiva is, you know, the Baruch Be'er has this idea from Rav Chaim that it's below Yishmerenu, it's a din, you have to do Shmira, and if you're not, you have to guard your animals and so on from causing any damage, if you don't do that, it's in violation. The disciple who said it's under Shavas Aveda, and then Shavasik the Rav who said that based on the Rambam, that it'll be under under Lo Samor al Dam Re'echa. Yeah. You have to look, that's the Baruch Be'er's talk, you have to look at each case and see what will be done. Okay, wish everybody a good day.